All right, we're coming. So we're on Mem Amud Beis and Shabbos. All right, so we're taking up the three-way machlokas. The three-way machlokas by Shemen. So one position is that Shemen yesh bo mishum bishul, and it's yad soletus. Next shita is Shemen ain bo mishum bishul. And the last sheet, the Reb Shimon Gamliel, is Shemen yesh bo mishum bishul v'hav shero zeh bushulo. Well, warming it up is its bishul. So it's a pretty astounding three-way machlokas. Cuts el cuts. I mean, every just very wide, very strange machlokas. So the question is, how do we define such a machlokas? So we started last week. The Rambam. I pointed out the name of the. Hold on a second. Pointed out the name of the Rav that that the Rambam in Hilcha Shabbos by Bishul Perek Tes. So the Rambam formulates Chamin differently than he formulates Tavshilin, because there he says Hamachamim es Hamayim. You talk about chimum. You talk about yad soletus. But in bishul, that's completely not the criteria. There you have Michael Bidrusoy, mevushal kol tzarko, mitstamik v'yafilo. You have completely different criteria. But here it's hamachamim es hamayim. Hamachamim es hamayim, and you see by tafshilin, if it's mevushal kol tzarko, or if it's a dover sheino tzarich bishul, klal it's putter. So it's a whole different framework. Yeah, but also I think I mentioned. See, look at the Rambam in Perichov Beis. Yeah, this, I don't know. This just helped me with the approach. The Rambam says in Perichov Beis Halacha Dalid, he's the halacha on this gemara itself. Mevi adam kiton shalmaya meinicho kereg hamadura lo b'shvil sheyechamo ela kedeshet tafug tzinasan. Yeah, he learns like Rashi. Oh yeah, I wanted to find out machlokas, but the machlokas we've shown him. Okay, we'll come back to that. But he learns like Rashi, right? That it means straight up that a person could take a Kiton Shomayim, put it, you know, next to, near the Madura, near the fire. Lo b'shvil sheyechamu el kadesha tafuk tzinasan. So he learns straight up that you could put it there, but you should put it there, of course, for the purpose of not that it should become Chamin, you know, Yad Soletus, that will be Bishul Daraisa, but Kedesh Tafuk Tzinasan. So as long as you do it with that intention, and obviously you remove it before it gets to Yad Soletus, you're in good shape. No problem. Right? V'chein meiniach pach shal shemen kineged hamadura. Kidei sheyafshir, lo sheyecham. So you see that the Rambam. I mean, I guess what do I say I get from this? Because it you see that the Rambam, he puts the it's directly related. It's the exact same halacha. And there's the halacha that applies to mayim. Is exactly the halacha that applies to Shemen. Okay? And the Magen Mishnah says that. He He quotes, Visham Memra, Echad Shemet Ve'echad Mayim Yad Saletis Bo Asar. Ein Yad Saletis Bo Mutter. All right? So it's based on our Gemara and the Psak that comes after the three of Machlokas. There's different ways to explain it, though, but that Mayim and Shemen are equated. That's what he holds. So I guess that got me, it sent me on a certain approach. And I was thinking like this, unless somebody else wants to say something first. So I was thinking like this, that the shita, let's contrast it first. Let's take the shita that holds that shemen ain't bo mishum bishul. So what does that shita hold? That shita is in, I don't know, just strikes me as intriguing. But maybe it's like this, that when it comes to chamin, liquids, so he learns that you can never talk about really bishel. You're talking about chimum. And he learns that chimum is a unique phenomenon by Mayim only. Because by Mayim, in the world of Adam, so hot water is already a certain quality. It's a special, certain characteristic insofar as Achilas HaAdam. In other words, it's considered a qualitatively a tikkun chashuv when you heat up water. In other words, to have hot water is like qualitatively different than cold water. In so far as you know the world of achila, it's considered a tikkun chashuv. So therefore, other chamin do not partake of that. That's what he holds. It's halacha specifically insofar as mayim is concerned. That's one position. It's a unique quality of mayim that you look at, that a person, people look at mayim. Hot water is a completely different water than cold water. But that's restricted to the world of Mayim. But Shemen, okay, you have Shemen, you have Shemen, cold Shemen, warm Shemen, hot Shemen. There's no distinction. That's one position. I have to look at the Egleital again, but it sounds like from the Egleital, he brings down an Orzarua about the cold question about Yayin by thinking that his conclusion that when the Gemara says Shemen, Shemen really means all Chamen. Makes no difference. Shemen, Chalav, Yayin, it's all the same. Ein bo mishum bishul. That would be Rabbi Yehuda, right? It's Rabbi Yehuda's position. It's a unique thing insofar, it's a unique idea insofar as Mayim. You boil water, you know, water has a certain status so that doing, you know, giving it a state of chimum renders it a tikkun chashuva and therefore it's considered a malacha. It's considered malachas bishul. The next position is that no, shemen yesh bo mishum, shemen yesh bo mishum bishul. And it's yad saletus. So that position holds that chimum is a din in mashkin. that the Torah recognizes that in the world of Chamin, making it hot, in other words, that kind of quantitative increase in the world of Bishul, that's Bishul. That quantitative increase between hot versus cold, that is considered a tikkun. That's the second position. Like the Rambam has it, that there's an exact equation, there's no difference between Mayim and Shemen. It's simply a halacha that Yad Soledes, getting it to that point, that quantity of heat, giving it the character of hot, that already is considered a tikkun universally in all mashkin. There's nothing, it's not about a, you know, just leave it for a moment. We'll come back. We'll see if we can maybe take it a little further, or maybe make it more, you know, precise, the machlokas. But there, it's basically his sheet is that Yad Soledes is a shear that the Torah has given universally to Chamin. Mayim is not set off as some special, unique kind of liquid. It's just simply a universal idea that Yad Soledes is a din in Chamin. That's what it means, Yesh Bo Mishum Bishul. Simply bringing liquids to that quantity of heat, that's defined as Bishulo in Hilchos Shabbos, which is really a separate idea of Chimum. Because there's no real... it's not the same kind of tikkun like by a tavshil. Here it's just about heat. It's a certain characteristic. And bringing the chamin to that level of heat, that is bishula, universally. That's exactly the memra that the Magen Mishnah quotes, which is from our Gemara later. Echad shemen, ve'echad mayim, yad soledes bo aser, ein yad soledes bo mutter. It's just a universal halacha about chamin. The first shita holds no. Mayim is unique because in mayim, hot water is a certain quality. In the Achilas HaAdam, that's a certain quality. That's how he views it. In the beginning of Perakira, it talks about Chamin v'Tavshil. Chamin means hot mashkin. Yeah, Josh is adding that. Maybe it's not just a look through the lens of Achila, but the idea of Mayim Chamin also plays a role in the world of Rechitza, in other areas of, and it has a certain qualitative place that the quality of Chamin by Mayim, it makes it very, makes it a quality. It's not just the world of Achila. Could very well be. Yeah, I mean a good raya to what you're saying, by the way, at least in context, is our Gemara itself, right? Because what's the last case? The last case is Mevia Isha Pach Shel Shemen Omini Chaso Kineged Amadura, right? And Reb Shimon Gamliel you see Isha Sacha Yada Shemen Omechama Masa Kineged Amadura V'Sacha Livna Katan. So you see, you're talking about over there. It's the framework to how you use the oil. She wants to use it to smear on her child. So you're right. When it comes to Bishul and Chamin, it might be a wider perspective than just simply limiting it to Achila. That's for sure. It seems very clear that you're right. What's the last shita? See, I'm really not sure in the last shita whether this goes beyond Shemin in Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel's world. Hard to know. It's not like you can look up a Shulchan Aruch because we don't paskin like him. But just given the facts, you know, in front of us, it seems that Rebbe Shimon ben Gamliel, and let me just give you, I guess, an approach here. He's learning, he agrees that Yad Soledes is a unique, it becomes a quality by Mayim. Yad Soledes is a unique quality by Mayim. But that on the contrary, when it comes to Shemen, just making it warm is, insofar as Shemen's concerned, that is its tikkun. You don't render Shemen Yad Soledes. In other words, Yad Soledes is a unique character of Mayim. But when it comes to Shemen, Hefshero Zehu Bishulo, that already is a Tikkun Choshev in Shemen. Once you warm it up, and maybe it's along Josh's lines, because then already it makes it something that you would, it functionally becomes different by an Adam. Not a matter of drinking it, because you don't drink Shemen, but it's used for other things, like Sicha. So the three-way Machlokas is whether or not Yad Soledes is a universal, it's a quantitative increase that's universal, that's considered chashuv universally in the world of Chamin, of Mashkin. That's one possibility. The other possibility is no, that there's only idea really of Chima Mayim, because Chima Mayim is a certain quality in the world of Adam. And then the last shita is that Yad Soledes is unique to Mayim, but in fact, when it comes to other things, and again, I don't know that it's universal. It might be apply only to oils. I don't know. But then you could say Hefshero Zebushulo. That's already considered that increase, even though you know Yad Soledes in a concept of Shasiya, and that's Mayim, but Shemen, since it has other functions, Hefshero Zehebushulo, that's already considered using the process of Bishul to make a Tikkun in the Shemen. Whether or not we get to find that better, let's see, but That's how at least I'm describing the three of Machlokas.
Essentially, you really agree.
And you do see, yeah. Like, you do see by Mayim, I think I agree with Chaim, that you do see by Mayim, where I would say that it's, insofar as the realm of Achila, it's not just Achila, but certainly Achila, there's an idea by water, it's not hot enough. You see, people are very makbid on that the heat of Mayim plays a certain, like really a certain qualitative role. You see, like, right, you certain things require, the guy doesn't want a warm glass of tea. He doesn't want a warm coffee. Or, you know, I can remember my grandparents. They used to drink hot water. Hot water with a little lemon with it. There's a certain idea that by Mayim there's a certain quality there that is very unique to Mayim. See, the one difference I would say, just to address what you guys are asking, Like, why don't you, well, why, I mean, the, a lot of times by mayim, hefsher is a an important thing, like by rechitza. But the one thing I would point out, which I guess is in long in lines with what Chaim's saying, is, you see, by shemen always in achila is like an accident. It's always, it's a kiyum in something else. That's the way you use shemen. In fact, shemen can't be really imbibed alone. It's a zuki mazikle, the Gemara in Bracha says. Shemen is like an accident. It's incidental in the world of achila. Whereas yeah, very nice. Okay, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, Rashi would appreciate the, your French usage. There you go. So, so, but mayim, I would say, is primarily, its primary, the primary way it exists is insofar as the survival, achilas ha'adam. By rechitza, it's a nice thing. You know, warm water. But that's not the same kind of primary consideration that when you're talking about mayim chamin for shasiyah. That plays a certain role, a real primary role in the world of Adam, is hot water. It's like a separate drink. Cold water and hot water, like two different drinks. That's what I mean by when I say qualitative. It's a different drink. It's not just warmer water. Nah, hot water. That's already a shame. A certain shame. So if you view it that way, it'll only apply mayim and yad saletus. Or do you say no? That yad saletus, just a sheer, could very well be based on mayim. Mayim could be the primary case in the category, but the Torah said that Yad Soletis is the Shir universally in Hilcha Shabbos by Chamin. But I guess if in other words, what I just said about Yad Soletis and Mayim is really answering two things. It explains one Shita, namely the Tanakama, okay, according to one version. I shouldn't really say Tanakama, whatever. So it's Machlokas, who it applies to. But that Shita, there is that only Mayim is Yad Soletis, explains that one. But it also explains why you don't look. I'm also trying to explain why you don't. No one says Hefsher by Mayim. All right, I'm not sure if I can take this further right now, that Machlokas. Might have to be content with what we have for the moment. Whether it's a definition, description, I'll leave it up to you, but I think it's a good approach. I think it's the right way to look at it. The right way halachically to look at it. So I just want to explain one other thing this morning. And that is the lashon of Rashi in explaining Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the Rashi is Sacha Yada. Right? Rav Shimon Gamliel says, Isha Sacha Yada B'Shemen U'Mechama Masa K'neged HaMedura V'Sacha Livna Katan V'Eina Choshesh. Right? So she puts the oil on her hands and then warms it up by the fire and then does a Sicha on her child. So Rashi says, Sacha Yada Aval lahavshiro bepach kiderech she'osa bechol lo. So you use the lashon kiderech she'osa bechol. And then later again, in when the Gemara explains the Ikadamri, it says Va'asa Reb Shimon LeMeimar. No, is that this is not? I'm sorry. This is before the wait. Is that before? Ve'hevshero zehu.
That's the
wrong
one.
What?
That's what you repeated.
Yeah. Va'asa Reb Shimon LeMeimar Devshero zehu bishulo hilkach kida avdin bechol lo leavid. Ela kalacher yad al yedei shinui. So I just want to explain the expression kida avdin bechol. I mean, this is just pshat, really, in a way. Okay? Kida avdin bechol in these Rashis has nothing to do with the typical terminology that you're used to. You say uvdin bechol. Like something you do on Chol, like you imagine it's like not Shabbos dick. Here Rashi means Kida Avdin B'chol means a Maisa Malacha. He means a Maisa Malacha. And you find that expression is found more times than you could imagine in Gemara Shabbos. Like, hold on a second. Like, for instance, if you look at Gemara Shabbos, at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Zayin Amid Beis. Okay, I want to bring out one point, so I'm not going to get lost in the sugya here, but I just want to show you something Rashi says, and then a tshuva from the Rambam. So it says, the Chachamim hold in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to suspend, like to put up a strainer on Shabbos. Ein tolin es hamishmeres biyantif, okay? And of course, kal v'chomer by Shabbos. So ein tolin means you can't suspend a strainer on Shabbos, like put it up so that it, you know, it's like set it up. Okay? So the Gemara says at the bottom of Kuf Lamed Zayin, Chamam Omrim, last two lines, Iboyalahu, Tala Mai. What did you violate if you suspend it? Like, what's wrong with that? Amar Rav Yosef, Tala Chayev Chatas. If you Tala, you Chayev Chatas. Okay, so the Gemara says, right? What's the now? Why are you chayev chatas? All you did was tala. You didn't strain anything yet. So you find out what the context is by what Abaye answers. Amar le Abaye, elameata tala kuza besichta hachanami demachayev. If you go ahead and you suspend a small kli onto a peg in the wall, okay, that's sichta is a peg. Or like you hang your hat onto a peg. So he says, are you going to tell me a chayev for that too? Chayev chatas? So as Rashi explains, what you realize is that Rav Yosef held that you chayev chatas because you made an ohel. In other words, you now made a roof to the airspace below the strainer. So Abaye asked, he was in a manner of incredulity, are you telling me what, you can't hang like your hat or a kli onto a peg on Shabbos? Are you telling me you chayev? Okay, so El Amar Abaye Midrabanani Shelo Yase Kiderech Shu Ose Bechol. It's an Issed Rabbanan that you shouldn't do it in a manner that you do it Bechol. Now, some took that to mean that the act of putting it up there is like an uvdin dechol. Okay? And then, okay, you're following so far. It's like an uvdin dechol. Right? That's the way it seems to read. Amalei Abaye midrabanani. No, it's not a real ohel. But you can't do it because it's derech shuosa b'chol. That's why you can't do it. Okay? All right, before I read you Rashi, let me just read you a Rambam. So they asked the Rambam a question that they thought that the conclusion of the Gemara was that in fact it's asur midrabanan to put things on a peg on Shabbos because you're making an ohel aroi. That really, of course, midaraisa it's nothing, but midrabanan they said you can't do it. Okay? So the Rambam responded, okay? He said, I got to really basically teach you the sugya. Okay? And when you hear the sugya, you'll understand the answer to your question, and you'll know that absolutely you could put your hat and other things on a peg on Shabbos. Okay? So how does the Rambam basically explain that little shakavatari I just told you in the Gemara? So he says like this. He says like this. One second. El Amar Abaye midrabanan. Kidei shelo yase giderech shu osa b'chol. Abaye responded, no, it's midrabanan that you can't be tola a strainer, a mishmeres. Why? That you shouldn't do it kiderech shu osa b'chol. Perusho. Amar Abaye ein hatam be'isr tlias hamishmeres mipnei shu osa ohel. Ela isr tliyasa midrabanan shelo yase giderech shu osa b'chol. Okay, it's not an ohel, but it's asa midrabanan that you shouldn't do it kiderech shu osa b'chol. V'hinei lamadita sha iser midrabanan hu tliyas hamishmeres l'fi sha hamishmeres osa malacha. The iser is suspending a mishmeres because mishmeres is a kli that you utilize for a malacha. And you chayev skila if you'd strain on Shabbos. L'fikach asur tliyasa. And that's why it's asur to suspend it. U'dekavasar minin shelo yasa kiderech shuosa b'chol. And that's what it meant when it said you shouldn't do it like you do it on chol, which I'll explain more in a second. Hang on. But tliyas hakuz v'mitznefes, but putting a little kli or a mitznefes, a hat, a headgear, ukiyotz behen mutter. Because lefisha ain't osim behen malacha. You don't do any malacha with those things. Okay? V'lo amrina b'chi hani shelo yasa kiderech shu osa b'chol. You don't say by these things that you don't do it like you do it at the b'chol. Im kain, lo yochal kiderech shu ocha b'chol. Maybe you shouldn't eat like you eat in the weekday. V'lo yesev kiderech shu meitzev b'chol. Zed davar baruhu lemeivin she'en atam motze le'olam dvarim she'asru chom mishum shelo yasa kiderech shu osa b'chol. Ela dvarim she'efshir shi'argilu le'malacha. In other words, when you say that you shouldn't do it ke'uvdin de b'chol, you mean that you'll come to do an iser d'oraisa. Not because you're doing something that you also do during the week. Okay? V'chein b'tlias ha'mishmeres she'meyovo lishmor aval tlias ha'kuz v'mitznefes ha'chuyotz ben mutter v'lo asru chacham she'en sham dover locha she'meyasa. So the Rambam clearly shows you that the meaning of the Gemara, Ela Amar Abaye midrabanan hi, in other words, you're not allowed to suspend the mishmeres, is an isad rabbanan. Why? Shelo yase kiderech shuosa b'chol, meaning that you'll come to do a malacha. That's what it means. And if you read Rashi, you'll see, look at Rashi over here, Ela Amar Abaye midrabanan ka'asri lo chachamim, demasnisen. We don't allow him to suspend it in order to do an uvda dechol, meaning in order to do a real malacha. See, it's lemeeber uvda dechal, lemeeber uvda dechal, in order to do a malacha dechal. So the avdin bechal, pretty much, when you read Rashi's or Gemara's in Shabbos, avdin dechal means to do a malacha like during the week, i.e., a malacha sisser. That's what uvda dechal is. So that's exactly what Rashi's saying here. That you're not allowed to go ahead and to take a pach shel shemen and heat it up, because you'll violate an isidaraisa. That's of the kida avdin bechol, the way you normally do this malacha. How do you normally heat up oil? Okay, how do you warm it up? Because he holds hefsherozeh bishulo, right? How do you warm it up? By putting it in a pach. That is the regular derech. That's the real malacha. But if she smears it on her hand and then warms it up, that's going to be a shinui. That will be a shinui. It won't be kida avdin bechol. It'll be a shinui. It won't be the normal tsuras hamalacha. And therefore, you will completely void the Issa Daraisa. That's the pshat in Rashi. Of course, the one question that remains is, how could Reb Shimon Gamliel completely discount the idea that Kalachar Yad should be still Asur Midrabanan? For some reason, he doesn't seem to care about that here. And that of course, is a remains as a Tzarachian. But I just wanted to give you guys the pshat and what it means kida avdin bechol. It's a misnomer the way people use it. In fact, the whole idea when people say, "Oh, that's usur because it's uvdin dechol," you got to be very careful what that means when they use that terminology, because then you the Rambam's right. What do you mean uvdin dechol? So everything's uvdin dechol. How did you say that this thing is usur when you're doing plenty of things on Shabbos that are uvdin dechol? You can't mean that kind of simple way. You can't say bicycle riding is usur because it's uvdin dechol. Well, what do you mean by that? You mean because you ride bikes during the week? You do a lot of things during the week that you do on Shabbos. So it has to have a different meaning. And I'm not saying that there isn't another meaning to uvdin dechol besides what I just showed you to be the real primary meaning, which simply means it's the tsuras malacha. It's the malacha daraisa. That's what uvdin dechol means. It's sheshes yomim ta'asa malachtecha. That's really what avdin dechol means. It's malacha. Can there be another meaning? Yes, it can be there another meaning. But it can't be simply, or else it's going to be circular, like the Rambam says, it's going to be ridiculous. Nobody ever thinks that things you do during the week should all of a sudden become usur on Shabbos. There that you're going to need some criteria in order to say that something should be usur. It can't just be simply because it happens during the week. That's a different sugi, of course. And you see, the Rambam has such an idea, by the way. If you look at the end of Perech of Dalid, so he has a concept of avdin dechol, but he doesn't use that term. But he calls shvisa nikeres. That your it should be nicker to even to people who don't do malacha, that it should still be nicker that they have a shvisa on Shabbos. I'm going to stop here, but if you take a look at the Rambam's three reasons for Issur Muksa, and you'll see that the Rambam introduces a category there where the Chachamim created Issur on things, but the criteria was a Shvisa Nikeres. But then again, of course, even Shvisa Nikeres, of course, has a framework. Shvisa Nikeres is not anything that you do. Clearly, that's what the Rambam's telling in the Tshuva. So I just wanted to at least, point out, a little ha'ara there about the concept of avdin dechol. Okay.